Now, let's talk about the thesis of this first. The thesis statement. You know, in all literature, whenever you start out a chapter, or whenever you start out a book, or whenever you start out an essay, in the first couple of statements is what we call the thesis statement. It tells you what the rest of it's going to be about. It proclaims the case. And the Bible's no different. Many of the rules we have for literature come straight from the Bible. And in this thesis statement here in Ecclesiastes 12, he says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come. And the years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them." Now let's look at this as you, an individual. The comparison right here should tell you what it's talking about. If it tells you to remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them, what are the days of trouble? Somebody tell me. If it tells you to remember God in your youth before the days of trouble come, what are the days of trouble? Now the comparison is with youth. What are the days of trouble? Somebody type it in down there. Old age. Amen. Those are the days of trouble. Before those years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them. Remember, so that's the thesis statement. That's the beginning here of this chapter. Amen, sir. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them. So we know that we're talking about old age here. How many would agree with that? We're talking about old age. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble, now listen to this very closely, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they're few and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of the grinding fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds and all their songs grow faint. This is talking about old age, my friends. That's the thesis, isn't it? Let's see how. When the keepers of the house tremble. What trembles on old people? Have you ever seen an old person with something trembling? What trembles on some old people? Somebody tell me. You can just type it in down there. What trembles on old people? Their hands. Yeah, very good. Well, if you're the house, if your body is the house, if your body isn't the house, isn't it your hands that wash your face and comb your hair and straighten your tie and put on your clothes? The hands are the keepers of the house, aren't they? And when you're old, they tremble. Now he says, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come. Before the years approach when you say, I have no pleasure in them. Before the keepers of the house tremble. Before your hands start to tremble. Before you're old. And the strong men stoop. Strong men, more than one. What are the strong men? They start to stoop when you're old. What holds up the house? Legs. Amen. When the strong men stoop. You've seen old people stooped, haven't you? And the grinders cease because they are few. What is the grinders? We're talking about an old person now. What are the grinders? The grinders cease because they're few. The teeth. Amen. You start to lose your teeth. The grinders cease because they're few. Those looking through the windows grow dim. What happens to old people? This is kind of apparent, isn't it? They lose their sight. Their eyes start growing dim. So we see when the keepers of the house tremble, their hands. When the strong men stoop, the legs that hold them up. When the grinders cease because they're few, their teeth. When those that look out the windows grow dim, old age. Isn't that what we're talking about? Can you see it? And the doors to the street are closed, and the sound of grinding fades. What are the doors to the street? What are the doors to the street? Your ears. Don't your ears kind of look like doors? And the sound of the grinding fades. When men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. They can't hear them like they used to. And when men are afraid of heights and dangers in the streets. Now think of it. You know, when you was a young guy, you run through the streets and run up the steps and run around the corner and didn't think nothing of it. But now as an old person, you might break a hip. Huh. You're afraid of dangers and heights in the streets. You got to go slowly. A little rock could trip you up. Now, how many of you can see what this is talking about? How many of you agree we're talking about an old person here? Old age. We're talking about a body, an old body, huh? A house. The keepers of the house, a body. But you know, there's some, you know, this is, now, it was hard enough just to see what it's physically talking about, huh? That's hard enough. That's hard enough just to break the figures down. But we see it from that thesis statement, don't we? The grasshopper drags himself along and desire is no longer stirred. They lose their zest for life. They lose that sexual desire, don't they, when they're old? And the man goes to his eternal home, and mourners go about in the streets. He's talking about getting old and dying. Remember him, the Lord, before the silver cord is severed, or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring, or the wheel broken at the well, and the dust, your body, returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Everything is meaningless. Remember God before it's too late. Well, you know what? I want you to understand something. I want you to see a comparison here. We're going to talk about this, what it means spiritually now. We talked about what it means physically. And this is the pattern. The same way creation comes is the same way the understanding comes. In creation, it was first the physical and then the spiritual. The understanding comes in the same way. First, you must understand it physically in order to apply it spiritually. You remember, let's talk about old age for a minute and its meaning spiritually. Old age, getting old. It tells us here to remember God while we're still young enough to do something about it. Before those evil days come. Well, this world itself is a body, isn't it? Just like the bride of Christ is a body. I want you to see a comparison. We're toward the end of time now, aren't we? We're toward the end of things. We're pretty close to the end of things, aren't we? You know, is it any coincidence that Sarah, who was barren, and Abraham and Sarah, when they were old, God finally brought about the promise. God finally brought the promise, didn't he? Almost when they were too old to enjoy it. But they had to wait in patience. They had to wait in God. It came in their old age. Well, what about now? Can you see that with the bride of Christ? That we're waiting on a promise? You know, the early church was our infancy. Between those former and latter day houses, between the former and latter day reigns, we're getting old now, aren't we? The body of Christ. And we're waiting on a promise just like Abraham. Can you start to see a connection here? What does a body need when it's old? It needs resurrection, doesn't it? Because it can't produce. You know why he waited till he was old? To show that it wasn't produced of flesh, but God keeping his promise. Sarah was barren and could produce nothing and was old on top of it. Abraham's body was next to dead and could produce nothing. But the time came when God said, okay, now it's time. And the child of promise came. He brought life where there could be no life. He brought life out of death. Didn't he? He did it. That no flesh could boast and say, we did this. It was made apparent to everybody that this was of God. It's going to be the same way with the church. When it starts to happen, this latter-day glory of the church, it's going to be by the power of God. Resurrection power. That it can be seen. This is why we're giving these treasures in jars of clay, as it says in 2 Corinthians. So that it can be seen that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from men. And this is going to be demonstrated. People right now are saying, where are the apostles? Where are the prophets? Where are the miracles? Where is all of this from our youth? From the church's beginning, where is it? Where's the power? Where's the promise? Isn't that what people are saying today? It's the same thing as the scoffer said in 2 Peter. Ever since our fathers have died and fell asleep, you know, we've been waiting for the coming of the Lord, and it ain't come. Amen. We need that latter rain. And we're told to remember God before it's too late. Now listen what it says. Now listen very closely. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you say, I find no pleasure in them. Let me ask you, is the Great Tribulation, can we call those the days of trouble? Isn't that what precedes the end? Can we call that the days of trouble? The days of darkness when no man can work? Ooh. Ooh. Now listen to this. I'm going to step over here in Matthew 24, and I'm going to read something, and we're going to come right back to this. We want to understand what this is saying spiritually now that we understand it physically. It tells us, immediately after the tribulation of those days, Matthew 24:29, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky. And the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. And they'll see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. Now listen to that. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give us light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies be shaken immediately after the tribulation of those days. Now listen to this. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you'll say, I find no pleasure in them, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, and the clouds, he comes in the clouds. And the clouds return after the rain. Remember him before that. Do y'all see it? So I'll ask you again. Who are the keepers of the house? The keepers of the house are apostles. The body needs them. The strong men that stoop, the strong men that hold you up are pastors, and the body needs them. The grinders cease because there are few. There's a famine of bread in the land even now. The grinders are what chews up the food, and distributes it to the body, their teachers. Those looking out the windows grow dim. Those who look out the windows are prophets. When your eyes in darkness, how great is that darkness? Remember what Jesus said? And the doors to the street are closed, and the sound of grinding fades, and men rise up at the sound of birds. Men rise up. Those are evangelists. The doors to the street. The hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see it? The fivefold gifts of the ministry. And what does this body need? Before these days of darkness, before the evil days come, it needs resurrection. Before the sun and the skies grow dark, and the moon and the stars grow dark, and those clouds return after the rain, that latter day rain. You see it? And only God can bring us that power. But we must remember Him before that. We must come together and humble ourselves and make Him first again as a body. We must remember Him before it's too late. Before the days come when we say we find no pleasure in them. It's time for God to be first again. Can you see it? There's more here. But it's time for us to come together and remember God and make Him first. It's time for to begin the building of the house of God, which is His people. So we can see these keepers of the house restored, so the strong men will no longer stew. So the grinders will be plentiful. So those that look out the window see clearly. To the doors of the street brings that song of the birds clearly into men's ears. We need that. And it comes from putting God first. It tells us, and I want to add this short thing to it, in Luke 6, it tells us before Jesus appointed His apostles, Luke chapter 6, He went up all night and He prayed on the mountain. He didn't just appoint apostles. He didn't just appoint that leadership out of His own head. He went up and He prayed all night. And when He came down in the morning, He appointed His 12 out of those disciples. God has told me that when His body, the body of Christ, collectively goes to that mountain together to humble themselves and make God first, He will appoint His leadership in this body. He will. And everyone will be able to testify to the ones that God has appointed of apostles and prophets and teachers and pastors and evangelists. They'll be appointed in the body, through the body, by God Himself. When we come and we humble ourselves, when we go up and meet our God together, and make Him first. Amen. It's a good place to stop. Any questions or comments?